sign of the snake machine. It's melted the most perfect tunnel, and that thing was moving at 20 clicks.
Wait, there is something. It's coming up the tunnel, walking pace. Possibly human.
I see it. Looks human.
Negative. No signature.
What? I can hear him. He's humming. Singing. No heat. None. His infrared is blue.
That's what I'm saying. Holy shit!
Sorry about that. Your jaw. Frozen shut. Good day, gentlemen. Welcome to Ross Island.
You stay right there. Brad, it's ice cold.
There's no need for weapons here, mate. Scott Base has always been a site for peaceful science.
It's a frickin' zombie.
Scott Base is buried. Finished.
Not even. It's 300 meters down, but it's on the up and up. Looking quite flash, truth be told.
Who are you?
My name's Benny. I'm from the 20th century.
Time to have a zombie, I think not.
Of course not.
Your friend's a bit of a dag, eh? But he's half right.
What do you mean?
Well, they tell me my plane crashed into Mount Erebus, 1979. Everyone was killed instantly, but as luck would have it, I went down in a crevasse into a bed of powder. Just a few dings and cuts. Bodies in one piece, though. Quite amazing, really.
Keep talking.
Well, I just froze to death before I could come around.
You died.
Well, I remember being on the plane. I remember feeling brassed off at the total whiteout. Always wanted to see Antarctica. I think it was a birthday present from my cuz, but my memory of that time is fading fast.
Yeah, that happens when you're dead.
Dead? Oh, yeah. Squid blood. It's blue. They love squid. Always talking about them. So they've been studying them for millions of years. Me? I'm much more interested in insects. I'm an entomologist. It's ironic. There aren't any insects in Antarctica.
Whoa, let me understand. You were frozen for 4,000 years, then you got squid blood and were brought back to life?
Yeah, mate. It's a pretty good fit for humans. Hunky-dory. Lets my body operate in these temperatures.
You're not even wearing a suit, and your eyes.
Yeah, right. Now, they do look a bit weird. Gave me squid eyes, too. No colour, but much better. Especially down here in the dark. Come to think of it, you two look pretty different from the people I remember.
Well, Benny, was it?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think that these people that brought you back to life are not human. Am I right?
Well, you ain't wrong, mate. Now, let me take a guess. He is clearly the comedian. He must be Alex. That makes you Brad. Am I right?
How did you know?
They tell me things. In my head. They've been expecting you.
And they are?
Well, I don't know really. I only saw them once. Counted 10 legs. I call them decapods. They don't like being near humans though. Scared of catching a nasty bug.
Can they hear what you're saying? Do you have free will?
Listen, mate. I only work here. Tell you what, it's hard yakka.
What yakka?
I pack seeds from the seed bank and move them to the mountain. It's 36 k's there and 36 back. Every day.
Why do you do this?
Because they promised me I can go home when this is all over.
When what's over?
Their project. They're changing the ice into some kind of quantum computer. They're doing big sums. But I shouldn't be telling you this.
idea, mate. Tell us, what do they want?
I don't know, genuine. But I've fixed you up with a comfy room, with a loo. You can stay there while we suss out what they want with you. So, gentlemen, please, follow me. You're going to love when I'm done with the place.
Vaxium was right. They are here.
Well, don't expect him to rescue us. We have 49 hours to live. In these suits.
What do they want from us? How did they know we were coming?
What does it matter?
They must have incredible surveillance.
Whatever, man. They can read minds, move planets.
Sound screen?
You're a whoop-a-doop.
Let's not just assume that. We don't know anything about this lot.
What lot?
The Ancons, here at Scott Base.
Man, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying, we don't know who they are, when they got here, how many they are. Are they strong or weak? What are their beliefs? Do they represent the whole planet?
Politics? Oh man, your fancy biome's now literally gone to your head. This lot, as you call them, have Gaia punch drunk. But here you are still punching.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
Oh, come on, seriously? We willingly handed over our weapons to a guy with squid eyes. What the hell, I'll never know.
It's true. I can't explain why we did that. We're completely out of our depth.
Even so, I like to stay red-blooded.
I just feel sorry for Gaia.
Yeah, for once those arrogant sons of glitches are out of their league, too. And worse still, it's B-Life calling the shots. You're right, man, that's gotta hurt. I'm almost ready to high-five a decapod.
Calling the shots? Why do you say calling the shots? What have they done?
Done? You mean apart from setting up camp on Earth without Gaia noticing?
Yes, that doesn't seem impossible. If it happened while the rogue planet was passing by, it was total chaos, wasn't it?
Actually, I was plasma at the time, so were you.
Answer the question.
Okay, and I suppose you mean this lot, not the planet Rocketeers back home.
Yes, this lot.
Well, they knew we were coming. They have giant snake-tunneling machines, animals, or whatever. Oh, and not to mention the job they did on Benny.
Yes, Benny. What a story. What did he say they were doing? Big sums?
He's got quite a motor mouth. Don't understand half his funny lingo.
Why would planetary invaders be doing big sums?
You got me, working out the return on investment.
So, do we play along or try to get out?
You put your expensive brain to work. I'll take a power nap while my suit is still keeping me warm. Make sure you have an action plan worked out in 20 minutes.
Okay, give me the 40 goggles.